The Garden Party by Sarah Challice, read by Diana Bishop. For Dearest Caro. Chapter 1. Sometimes, when Alice Baxter couldn't sleep, which was often these days, she found that great cinematic scenes floated into her head from nowhere, and the idea for the party first came to her as she lay in bed in the half-light of a grey spring dawn. Suddenly she could see the whole thing as if she were watching a film, with the parts that in real life would need attention brought up to scratch. The garden, for instance, was awash with bright summer flowers, and the lawn was a startling emerald green and neatly mown in alternate silvery stripes, unlike the worn-looking March grass she saw through the kitchen window as she stood at the sink. There was a small white marquee set behind the house, accessed through the dining-room French windows, and lined with the sort of silky blush-coloured material that transforms a tent into a palace and casts a flattering glow on the complexions of the guests. There were elegant little gilded chairs drawn up to a long table, draped with white linen and set with gleaming silver and glittering glasses. And all the family were there, with champagne flutes in their hands. Charlie, her eldest son, tall and dark as her husband David had once been, and his clever little wife, Annie, and their boys, Rory and Archie. Her second son, Ollie, loud and energetic, with his wife, Lisa, and her children, Agnes and Sabine, from her previous marriage to a Frenchman. She saw her daughters, Marina and her partner, Ahmed, and baby Mo, and Sadie and her current boyfriend, Kyle, and her daughters, Tamsin and Georgie, and her sister, Rachel, in a navy two-piece and a lot of gold chains.